So in today's podcast episode, I wanted to break down exactly why I chose the partnership model for my one-to-one coaching. I wanted to go behind the scenes of the structure, the strategy, the mindset, and the execution, really taking you behind the scenes and breaking it down. And also, I like to be extremely transparent if you haven't already guessed from my podcast episode. So I'm going to be really transparent, really vulnerable, and I can't wait to spill the tea. So let's get into it. Welcome back. My name is Adrienne, and I am the CEO and founder of Ambitious and Caffeinated. I help moms start and grow a wildly profitable online business while putting motherhood first. Ambitious and Caffeinated helps our clients go from struggling solopreneurs to thriving empires. I started my entrepreneur journey as a teen mom who just wanted to be home with my babies and custom create my career. I knew that the 9-to-5 lifestyle was never meant for me. The business model I designed and created allows me to get paid daily, stabilize my income while working part-time hours as a stay-at-home mom. Now I help other moms turn into online CEOs, get paid daily, and own their power in motherhood. Not only do I cover all the things marketing and business, we get deep here and we don't shy away from the vulnerable chats. You can find me on Instagram at ambitiousandcaffeinated or head over to our site at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com and you can check out the free resource vault and all of the courses and programs I have available. I'm so grateful that you're here. Let's dive into the episode. So a little bit of behind the scenes. So I started my partnership coaching model back in the summer of 2022, I believe. So I've been doing it for a hot second and I've tried this in the past and I really liked the dynamic. Usually it was actually previous clients who came to me and they're like, look, my budget is X and I'd be willing to pay you X. On top of that, I feel like because they knew my previous rates, I would pay you 10, 15, 20. One person even offered 50% of the new revenue created in their container. So previously, it was actually proposed to me by previous clients where they had taken a break working with me, whether, you know, life happened or I was on maternity leave briefly as well and didn't have the capacity to take on more clients. So whatever the reason was, a lot of them had been a hot second since we worked together, but they were like desperate to come back. And so, yeah, I think there was four people I had tried that with in the summer of 2022, and it was really beautiful. And then I took a little bit of a break from doing that partnership model, but I was really evaluating my business going into 2023. I was like, how can I make my business more impactful while still creating beautiful profit, and how can I just up-level who I am as a CEO and a business owner? So I have been following Lacey Sites for a hot second as well. I had recently found her podcast. People had recommended her podcast to me, but I never dug into it. But her podcast is called Literally. And I think it's really beautiful. I love the way that she shares everything so authentically, and I just really appreciate that about her. So go ahead, go take a peek at her. Her Instagram, I believe, is Lacey Sites or A Lit Up Life. One of the two. Could be A Lit Up Life. Anywho, so I had seen her making, literally she had $1 million year working off of this profit, doing this profit share partnership model type coaching. And just for clarification, I've actually decreased the base rate of my coaching. So my coaching before ranged from anywhere from $1,200 US to $1,600 US per month. And I always offered a 10% discount if you paid in full, blah, 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 all of that fun stuff. But yeah, ranged from $1,200 to $1,600 a month. And with my partnership coaching, as of right now, it works out to be less than $1,000 per month, but there is a 15% new revenue share. And I emphasize the new revenue because there are some people coming to me and they're already making $5,000+ per month. And it's not fair if I was just automatically entitled to that $5,000, $10,000, whatever was being brought in. Even if it was only a couple hundred, it's not fair that I would be, in quotations, entitled to that. And so for me, I'm very clear about the fact that the 15% is only new income generated in our container together. When our container stops, from then on, that 15%, is that 15% profit share. And when our container ends, so does that profit. If someone were to sign on a 7-month client on the last week of our container, of course, like that first payment would be a part of that 15% revenue. But if we didn't continue working together, I'm not entitled to that. And I wanted to be so clear about those boundaries because if you follow me for any point of time, like, I am not just in business for money. The income is fantastic. I'm leveraging my area of expertise. I make my clients a lot of money. Those who listen to the strategy, participate in the container, implement, yes. And it makes me really beautiful to be a part of that. And the other thing about this partnership model is, like, for some people, it's really appealing to them. And for some people, it's really repelling. So for the people who are repelled by it, so to speak, I do have separate pricing, but I do not offer it to very many people. And it is a money back guarantee. With the money back guarantee model, there are some requirements on their end. Like, they need to actually show up for the calls. They need to be utilizing our one-on-one messaging container. They need to actually be doing their part, right? Like, there's no way that I would refund someone. It's a 50% refund. Reason being is I still have, costs on my end in terms of childcare and the overhead of running my business and making sure that I'm being paid a livable wage, and same with anyone on my team. And so anywho, I do a 50% refund. If you end in the 4-month container, I have a 4 and 6 month. If you end in that container and have not made back your investment, you are entitled to a 50% refund if you have done your part. What I mean by this is, if you haven't set up an Instagram page, you haven't posted a single thing on your Facebook, you haven't done, and I'm not just saying random stuff. These are things that we agree upon in our recorded meetings. You need to agree to them and be like, yeah, I have capacity for this. Or, you know what? No, that's actually not going to fit my lifestyle. Let me just clear communication. If you agree to something, you're not blood sworn. You didn't sign an oath. We are able to still, this is where it gets a little bit messy, because I don't offer this just to anyone, because it's important to me that you're doing the work for the sake that you desire that outcome. Does that make sense? So for me, I much prefer this partnership model because it allows there to be so much less stress on my client side of things. And the person I am too, like, it's really easy for me to be like, it would be really easy for me to make my clients hustle, because at the end of the day, it would make me more money. But I don't agree with that at all. Like, some of my clients go on vacation and sometimes they'll take 1 or 2, sometimes 3 weeks off in our container. And what type of mentor would I be if I was like, great, that means there's a dip in my pay this month? Like, no freaking way. The part of the partnership model isn't just for to build more income in the business. No freaking way. And I like to be very transparent about this. The reason I offer it is because if my clients need an extra call, I'm in no way, shape, or form resentful to give them an extra 30-minute call. In fact, we meet every week and they choose if they want 30 minutes or 60 minutes. Some of my partnership clients are like, you know what? I want to skip a week or 2 weeks of calls. Like, I'm good. And that's okay. But because we're not locked into a set designated amount of calls, which I know to some people kind of feels messy, you get to use the container in a way that feels good for you. I have some clients who prefer to meet once a month and they would rather a 90-minute call once a month. That's it. Otherwise, they just want messaging support. Whereas I have others who need an hour-long call every week. And so the partnership model allows it to be like, this is the pricing. You utilize it in a way that feels good for you. That being said, I'm not going to meet 5 times a week with a client and do an hour-long call every single day for, or whenever my client calls are. But I do, I am flexible and I'm able, I hope this is making sense the way I'm explaining it. And I really love the partnership model versus just the average coaching model, because before it was that pricing and then bi-weekly 60-minute calls. And we did Monday through Friday messaging, access to my courses, etc. Now my partnership model clients, because I have a mastermind that's ongoing, they get access to the mastermind, and it works out to be Monday, Wednesday, and every other Friday calls. So 2 group calls per week, sometimes 3 group calls per week. And they also get access to the group messaging, as well as the whole course hub, content templates, graphic bundles, like literally every resource in there, which is really beautiful. And so, yeah, they're getting a mix of everything when they come into my partnership model. So it's really the best of all both worlds, right? And in this, they either sign a 4-month or a 6-month container. And so, right in this exact moment, I could give you the exact pricing. But that being said, if you're listening to this podcast way ahead of time, I might have transitioned things or shifted my pricing. But for right now, it is $3,000 US for 4 months of one-to-one coaching and 15% of new revenue. or it is $4,000 for a 6-month container with me for 15% revenue. So that, and let me clarify, new revenue as well. So that being said, I can't guarantee that my pricing is always going to be like this. My pricing will obviously shift and evolve and grow as my business does. But for right now, my coaching works out to be somewhere between $700 and $800 per month with the 15% revenue added on to that. So yeah, like I said, like my pricing is going to shift and evolve, and you know, exclusively having a business with a partnership model has been really interesting. And I really do love it though, because it allows my clients to have like this unlimited support. And I feel like it's even more of a sisterhood and even more of like the in quotations, like I'm doing air quotations right now. I'm in it with you all the way, all the freaking way. Not that I wasn't with my previous clients, but I felt really limited to how much I could show up in a container with them because I was completely capped in terms of how many clients I could take on and, you know, filling up those spots. And it was really overwhelming for me. But in this partnership model, I'm able to have a handful of very quality, well-vetted women come into my space, and we work together in a sisterhood, right? And it's been just a really beautiful experience, and I would not change it for the world. So kind of circling back, like the strategy, I've kind of talked a little bit about the structure. It's really unlimited calls. Typically, I like to limit it to one per week. You know, I feel like that was just my boundary, but there are some clients in some instances, like in the middle of a launch where they might need a little bit more support and they wanted 2 30-minute calls versus a large deep dive. And I was totally okay with that. Like it's a case by case bias, but you know, typically speaking, we did a weekly call, Monday through Friday messaging, and then they also get access to the course hub and the mastermind hub, all of that great stuff. So in some weeks, they're getting 4 calls with me, like 1 private call and 3 group calls. And I just thought that was so beautiful. And in my industry, I feel like I can't say this about everyone. I know that there's some people in the industry who really don't care if you get results. They just care about the income. And I can't say the same. Income is a very beautiful tool. It allows me to give back to my communities. It allows me to provide a beautiful life for my children. It allows them to have very well quality care and education. And it also allows me to continue going back to university and college and be able to, you know, get that kind of education under my belt, as well as pay for my own therapy. Like money can be a beautiful tool. And I will never stop sharing about the opportunities my business has provided for us, right? And I think that's just really fantastic to bring up. And yeah, I just feel like income, when it comes to our business, we kind of shy away from. And I remember feeling so almost shameful when I started making more money, because I was like, who am I to make all of this money? Like, people aren't going to want to hire me if they know that I'm a successful business owner. Like the silliest things in my head. Or I was like, people aren't going to want to buy my courses if they already know I am having success. And it was just like the strangest thoughts. And I was like, no, it means you get to be an example. Like, I know there's so many people who listen to my podcast who are in the beginning stages of their business. And like, just heads up, like I take those newer clients on in that partnership model, even if you're brand spanking new, like helping you build a brand new business, I don't look at you any differently than my clients who come to me making over $10,000 a month, right? Like, I think I do a really good job at treating people all the same. Like the value of someone doesn't change just because they make more, have a successful business or anything. And so I just think that's really important to note. So kind of went over the strategy of how I structured it, and like the strategy for getting people in. Super simple. Like, either you love the partnership model or you don't. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And that's why I still have like that. That's why I brought up the fact that I have a 50% money back guarantee, is because I still have those options, but I'm very particular about the type of people who come in. Not because I don't want to issue out a 50% refund, but just because I've been really honoring the fact that this partnership model is where my heart is really at. So I'm not afraid to make these shifts for other people. So anywho, structure went over. Strategy, I treat it just like any other one-on-one container. Really, but I just emphasize the fact that like we're in it together and it's really unlimited support, right? So you're getting like a very high touch container. And yeah, just like when I think where I kind of went wrong when I was marketing this is, it is cheaper than what my one-on-one coaching used to be. When in reality, at the end of the day, because you're getting so much more support from me, some of my clients are paying me significantly more in my partnership model than what I was used to getting paid. And that's a good sign for them. And the fact that they're paying me that base rate and 15% and I'm making more that says a lot about their income. And actually, one of my newer clients, she's like, I'm so excited to pay you your 15%. Like, all of them have been nothing but joyous because they appreciate that type of support. And so I'm just really grateful I get to be in it with them. And it's just been a really lovely experience, to say the least. But yeah, so the execution behind it, though, is like, I treat them as like we are business best friends because we are. Like, I'm very strategic about the type of women I work with. I like to make sure that the women I work with, I would go on vacations with. We'd have brunch together. We are truly friends. And especially like if I'm with someone for 4 to 6 months, I don't want to be like, oh my God, she messaged me again. Oh my God. Like, no one wants to feel that type of energy either. Like, the people I work with in my one-on-one containers, I'm so absolutely grateful for. That being said, I have had to set boundaries. Like, some girls in the mastermind, like, I'm all for people being able to send me direct messages, of course, or people in my courses, like, please reach out if you ever have questions or if you ever want to chit chat and say hi, of course. But I did have to set very firm boundaries in terms of like the access to me. And that was really difficult for me. But it was something that I was really grateful that I had done. And I think it's important to know that like when you set those boundaries, there's the lack of resentment. So if someone's looking for free coaching, this is like anyone listening, if anyone's looking for free coaching, you're allowed to set those boundaries that your time is valuable and that you have a flowing business. And there's, I think that's where the importance of having podcast episodes and free resources is, or even lower ticket, it doesn't even have to be low ticket, just any option for people to work with you further. If they're continuously asking you those questions, it's a really good opportunity. But I know the moment that people had heard that I was doing a partnership model, it almost transitioned the way that I was viewed by some of my followers and some of the people in my audience, and just like resetting those boundaries and like reaffirming what I desired out of my business and how I desired to set it up was just really important for me. And it was just something I need to go over. And it doesn't mean that I cracked down on anyone. It wasn't meaning that I was rude and I was like, oh my gosh, like everyone's disrespecting me. It was more so like, okay, let's reset the tone. Let's implement some new boundaries and let's just, yeah, let's like hit the reset button and it's okay. And I get to, at any point in time, you get to pivot your business. And it doesn't even mean like your business ideas. Maybe it's just like the way that you're executing or the way that you are holding yourself. Like, just know that you're allowed to implement those boundaries. You're allowed to change your pricing. You're allowed to offer new things. You're allowed to do what you deeply desire, period. There's like nothing else. Like, it's your business and you get to transition things. And I mean, who's to say in a month I decide not to offer this one-on-one coaching style? I will, 100%, I will. But who's to say that I can't shift it? I'm allowed to change if I desire. And I want you guys to give yourself that grace too. Like, if at any point in time you don't align with the offer or your pricing or the way that you're showing up on social media, honor that. Set new boundaries, set new intentions, and just know like your business, you get to be malleable. And falling into like what brings you life and making sure that you're always being fully respected is important. So anywho, that is a little bit behind the scenes of my partnership model. If you are looking to work with me one-on-one and are interested in if we would be a good fit for this type of container, please feel free to reach out to me. My Instagram is ambitiousandcaffeinated. My email is team@ambitiousandcaffeinated.com. And of course, my website is ambitiousandcaffeinated.com. I look forward to hearing from you. At this exact moment, I actually am doing a 50% off discount code on my Become a Passive Course Queen. And the code is QUEEN. So go to ambitiousandcaffeinated.com and it's under the work with me. Go ahead and look there. And if you're listening to this and it's obviously not April 26th, I do use that code and there's still a juicy little discount code for you. Probably won't be the 50%, but it'll be a different discount code just for you listening all the way to the end and always supporting. Anywho, I hope you guys are having a beautiful day and I'm so grateful for you.